and thank you so much for taking out time and coming on to speak with myself and listeners.
Hey, Matt.
Well, with so much to talk about, with all the amazing things that the American Legion does, especially in terms of Memorial Day, what should my listeners be thinking about and be aware of?
Well, I actually just returned from a visit in Georgia, and while I was there, they took me to Walton County, and while I was in Walton County, I got to go to the graveside of the Poppy Lady, the woman who instigated the poppy being the national memorial flower of Mowena Michaels, and I learned so much about her and her efforts to make the poppy that flower. And the American Legion jumped right on the bandwagon back in 1920 and said, you know, as you see people going into businesses in the next few weeks, you're going to start seeing the American Legion family there distributing poppies. The poppies are used, the funds that are collected from those poppy donations go to help our veterans, not just around Memorial Day, but all year long. So I'm encouraging people to remember that poppy, which was actually started there in Georgia. Now, the Legion, we're founded on four basic pillars, and those four pillars are all about taking care of our veterans. When you take care of a veteran, you're taking care of their families, making sure they get the health care that they deserve, the benefits that they earned, the educations that they not only learned in the military, but when they get out and they need just a little extra boost to get their jobs that they're looking for. National security is one of our pillars, making sure our military personnel are taken care of. And when you take care of our military personnel, we want to make sure their families are taken care of also, because the spouses and their kids, they serve right along with those in uniform. Now, other two pillars have to do with children and youth, making sure our kids feel safe in their communities, and Americanism. And the Americanism pillar is all about not just teaching the youth about what it means to be part of a great country and giving back to our country, but also adults as well, that it's their responsibility to vote when it comes time to vote, and to serve also, and encourage folks that there's always some way they can give back, either putting on a uniform itself, serving in the military, or being police officers, volunteer EMTs, volunteer firefighters. There's just so many ways to help in this nation and to help one another. My theme this year is family first. And family first comes from the fact that's why we were put on this earth, I believe, is to take care of one another and make sure that folks feel safe and that they know where they can turn. And again, the American Legion family, the American Legion Auxiliary, our sons of the American Legion, and our American Legion riders, we're doing just that. We're serving our community and giving back whenever we possibly can.
And we work closely with our local American Legion chapter 149. So much here, and it's just such an amazing organization, going all the way to the point of, I mean, a special 501 appointed by Congress and the only one of its kind. I mean, just it's an amazing organization with everything it does, from supporting veterans to supporting veterans' families.
Exactly right. And we are a lobbying organization, which as part of my year as national commander, I get to visit VA hospitals across the nation. I'm talking with adjutant generals from many of the states that I've visited. I've visited 40 states so far. And as I'm talking to them and learning their concerns and finding ideas of what our grassroots efforts can take back to Washington, D.C., and talk to our legislators about, to make sure that our systems are there in place, taking care of our veterans and our military folks, as well as the families in this nation.
And truly giving a voice and an empowered voice to our veterans across the nation.
Exactly right. That voice is, the louder we can get that voice to be, the better, which of course comes from our membership. And we are a war era veterans organization. And I hope that people will go to our website, which is legion.org, check out what we do, see what we do, or better yet, stop at a local American Legion post in your community and just see what they are doing. And if you're eligible, become part of the Legion family, or at least one of our Legion supporters wherever you possibly can.
No, exactly. I mean, just next month, the American Legion is bringing the Vietnam War Memorial Wall to us for a month. It'll be brought to us here in Georgia. So, I mean, there's just so many different ways and so many different amazing things going on when it comes to American Legions.
Exactly. And the Legions, one of the things we want to make sure is that all of those pages in history that every one of the veterans have written, that they're not forgotten about. And as we bring things like the memorial wall into towns and allow folks to see that, those who can't get to Washington, D.C. and see the original one, the real wall, to be able to see that piece of history also. And when you see all of those names that are on the wall and realize the people who put their lives on hold, some of them who gave their lives to give this nation the country we have, the freedoms we have, it's just such a powerful, powerful experience. And to see those walls, to see the memorials, to see the memorials that we have in our hometowns, just makes you stop and think about what's been given.
And so many different generations of veterans represented here locally. We just recently lost in our local American Legion, the oldest member was a World War II nurse.
Oh, and that is just sad.
I mean, it just spans, but it just shows that it spans so many different wars and so many different stories and so many different ways to honor veterans.
Exactly.
Our history.
Exactly. We do our best to make sure that all veterans record their stories, record what's going, you know, what experiences they've had, help share those memories, share what they did when they put their lives on hold. Like I said, it's just amazing the stories that you hear, and it's just sometimes just enough to make you want to open a history book and read some more and learn some more. And when you get to hear when you hear it in person, it makes a difference.
Well, I mean, it's just these amazing actions. It's just these amazing stories of heroism that are just kind of lost through time. And to the individual, they just don't even see. I had a chance to speak with a ball gunner from a B-18 one time, shot down over Germany, that had to go all the way back from German lines to Allied sides by himself and solo. And it's just amazing. You have this 20-year-old kid. And these are the kind of stories that need to be recorded and shared and stored.
Exactly, and those are the ones that you have to kind of draw the stories out of because they don't think it's important, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's amazing, those stories.
Now, where can we go for more information and ways to show our support for the American Legion?
You can find all kinds of information on our national website, which is legion.org, just legion.org, or like I said, you can go to your local Legion post, stop by. Hopefully they'll be open and you can get more experience about what's happening in the community, in your local community.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking out time and coming on and speak with myself and listeners today.
You bet. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.